Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Lawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to our
health special.
Lots of cunters have been in touch wanting health advice and that from us. And we've both had health issues over the last few days.
We've both had our fair share of health issues as men of a certain age. As you get older, you do find yourself with unusual complaints, pains, and just general problems around your health, and it increases. And I think that the reason so many cunters have always got in touch with us asking for advice is that, particularly with men, it can be embarrassing. Some of the things that happen, you're confused and embarrassed, and you don't know who to turn to. Mm-hmm. And people feel that they can trust us. And they also know that I wouldn't say we're qualified doctors, but we didn't go to fucking medical school. But nevertheless, we are.
Yeah.
If it was olden times, we'd be considered like the village wise men who you would come to.
The sages of the village, kind of, wouldn't we?
And in those days, in like, let's say we're talking about Asterix times, in Asterix, there was the geezer with the potions and the long beard. He hadn't been to medical school.
No, right? Fuck.
He was self-taught.
Yeah. Well, like us. That. Yeah. So, but we haven't, we've both got health issues, like I said, but we haven't disclosed those issues to each other prior to this recording. We just come up that we've both had health issues over the last few days.
Well, let's do it, because it's really important for men. We're always hearing men don't go to the doctors enough. They leave problems undiscussed. And what we want to do here is demonstrate how important and easy and enjoyable it can be for two men to share their health problems with each other.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, go on.
Saturday night, about 8:30 p.m., I took the dog out for a walk, as I'm, prone to do of an evening. I went out in my big coat with a sweatshirt underneath and my hat on because it was fucking freezing.
Fucking hell, it must have been cold.
But I had me Adidas Gazelles on, which are a little bit worn.
Inappropriate cold weather shoes, in my opinion.
I went outside and the path had started to ice over. It was like an ice rink. And I got just onto the path outside my house, slipped, went arse over tit, landed flat on my back and banged my head as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So there's no bruising. There's no cuts or bruises or anything like that. But it hurt. My pride was hurt more than anything.
What was the fucking dog doing in all this?
It fucking just stood there. Oh, what are you having a sleep for? It's not time for having a sleep. You're going to bed for a sleep.
Yeah.
Fucking dickhead.
You fucking bastard. Typical.
If I'd laid there for another 10 seconds, he probably would have tried to eat me eyes. That's what they do. I got up, carried on with the dog walk, nearly fell over again at another point in it. But I've got kind of back pain now that's kind of spread out from the point of impact, and I've got a little bit of a pain in my neck. I don't know, that maybe that's whiplash, don't know. But there you go, that's my health issue. It's not something you can diagnose or treat, really. But it's a health issue.
You can you might have to go for physio, which is so I've been for physio in my life for various complaints on various occasions.
I might go for a massage.
It is the most boring fucking thing. You might as well just go for a massage, because it's cheaper than going for physio. But the funniest physio incident I had was when my nephew was about, 12, 13. He was banging to skateboarding.
I like how you said the funniest physio episode, yeah. As if you've got many of them to choose from.
I've got many. I've had many amusing episodes that have resulted in me in physio. And
proceed.
When he had like a half pipe or a quarter pipe, basically a ramp in his garden for skateboarding. And of course, I saw it, and I've never skateboarded in my fucking life, right? Mm. But I've seen it, and I don't know what it was. I was like a magpie attracted to shininess. I thought, fucking hell, look at that ramp. I'm fucking getting involved with that.
Going on that,
I mean, bear in mind, I would have been about 30 when this happened, right? Maybe.
Ramp's a ramp, isn't it?
And I thought, fucking hell, look at that ramp. I'm getting up it. I'm going to get up it, see what's going on.
That's what it's there for.
So I've got up the fucking ramp, and I've fucking gone, yeah, this looks wicked. And I think, that was it. It was one of those, it was a ramp, and then there's a gap on the floor, and then there's another ramp. So you've seen them, haven't you, the skateboarders? Mm-hmm. What they do is they go down, and then they go up. That's their MO, right? And I've
down
thought,
and up.
I've always liked the look of it.
It's called a down. It's called a down and up rig.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, how fucking down and up, how tough can this be? I'll fucking have a crack at the bastard. So I got up there, stood on the skateboard, and there was various family members around. It was a summer's day. I think we're having a barbecue. And I tell you what, mate, once you're up there at the top, it's fucking much higher than it seems when you're at the bottom. And then I stood on the skateboard, and I can't stress this enough. I've never been on a skateboard before.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I've gone, well, I don't know about this. And my mum was there, and she was going, don't be stupid, right? And I was going, yeah, actually, I don't know, man. This might be harder than I thought. And then the fucking red rag to the bull happened. My brother, Theo, has stood there, and he's just gone, he called me a chicken, and I felt like Marty McFly in fucking...
Yeah.
He said, what are you shitting yourself for? It's only a little ramp. Go on, don't go up there, give it the bigger, and then fucking shit yourself. So, of course, as soon as he said that, I've just gone, like, there's no further questions, Your Honour. I'm gone.
The Delaney pride kicked in.
Oh, fucking hell. I went down. I didn't realise that across the garden there's a fucking washing line, which is sufficiently high for my nephew, who's only little, to go to sail straight under. But not me, big, galumping, 6'2" cunt on a fucking skateboard. It's fucking practically garrotted me. I've seen it coming. I'm like, then my legs have sort of bent inwards. I don't know why that happened. Yeah. Like a fucking, like Bambi on ice. I've gone down, and I literally thought I'd broken my leg. I was like, I was screaming in pain, crying. I had to have 8 weeks off of football. At the time I played football, like weekly five-a-side football, I had to have 8 weeks off and go and see a fucking physio twice a week, right? At least that was NHS. Because I could barely walk. And she was really fit, the physio. So that was upside of it. But since then, I've had loads. I mean, only recently, I was paying private last year, and it cost me £70 a pop. £70 a pop to see a fucking physio. And do you know what the physio did? Right, there's a big fucking lump in my back, basically. But basically, it's knotted muscle, right? I used to run a lot, and that just fucks your back. So I've stopped doing it now.
Right.
But, like, all he was fucking doing, right, was fucking laying me on my front and putting his fist into this lump of knotted muscle that I could feel myself, and just fucking sticking his fist in his thumb as hard as he could to sort of flatten it out. And that's what fixes it. You got to flatten the cunt out. So it's basically a horrible massage is what you're paying for.
Yeah.
But, you can go up the road. There's a Thai massage place, not a sexy one, if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, right.
A Thai massage up the road. They do it £40 for an hour, and they play nice. They play a bit of Enya and light candles. It's fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like this professional physio hadn't been to any kind of medical school. It was just the local CH.
I don't think you need to be a physio. I don't think you need to train to be a physio. I think you can just start calling yourself one.
Yeah, just do it. Get a room and do it.
Anyway, my health problem is as follows.
Yeah.
I've got a bad lower back, despite the fact I've quit running, but I'm still in the gym a lot and boxing and whatnot, and I think I've just fucked my back. And so, but then recently, in fact, it was while we were on tour and I was driving somewhere, I've started to have strange pains in the side of my body, in the kidney area.
Ooh.
Just a strange throbbing pain that comes and goes. So obviously I've thought, cancer. Because obviously that's just what you think, isn't it? So in the end, I thought enough's enough. So I went to the open surgery this morning, saw a lovely doctor. She examined me. She said she couldn't feel anything peculiar with my kidneys. But she has said, well, you say you've been Googling symptoms. I said, of course I have. That's what
people
do.
I'm a man in my 40s. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do, don't you? Google symptoms. And she said, what sort of thing have you been looking out for then? And I went,
cancer.
Bowel cancer. I said, bowel cancer, of course. She went, well, of course. I said, well, my mum had it. And she went, right. She went, have you had a test for it? She went, basically, you've got no symptoms of bowel cancer. I was like, yeah, so what? She was like, well, have you been screened? And I said, no. And then I thought, what have I got myself into here? Because I fucking know what happens when you have a colonoscopy and it is a camera up the arse, mate.
It is, yeah.
I'm not saying
there's
it's
no two
like
ways about it. Yeah.
A full GoPro, but I think they've got little ones, but
Kodak
there's no other way of spinning it. You get a camera up your ass on the end of a bit of wire, and it's no fun. And I think the worst bit of it all, because I know a couple of people who've had it, is that you can't eat for like something like 24 hours beforehand. And that's almost worse.
What?
So you imagine how grumpy I'll be after 24 hours without eating. I'm grumpy anyway,
angry
from not eating, and then I'm fucking angry. I'm fucking hang furious, right? And then
someone's jamming a camera up yours.
Write that down. That's a good idea for a t-shirt. Hang furious, and then right. So to round it all off, I go somewhere and a stranger rams a camera up my fucking batty. My batty hole, right? So I thought, no way, Doc. Right? And
oh,
then
thanks.
She said,
I'll stick with Google, thanks.
I'll take my chances with Google, thanks, all the same. I'll stick to Ask Jeeves. Right? Say what you like about him. He doesn't try and put anything up your batty hole. I know. Then she's like, got the old pots out, you know, and I thought, oh no. She wants piss in one, shit
samples.
In another. I'm looking at this sample thinking, how the hell am I supposed to shit into a tube
you
that small?
You can't shit on command as well, can you?
Look, she didn't want me to do it there and then. She wanted me to it at home and then bring it back in. And I went, who do I give it to? And I come back in, she goes, reception. It's like, fucking hell. I wouldn't want that job.
You put the carrier bags first.
The
cunters
can't see this, but this is the tube. Now, that tube needs to be pissed into, but... She also has threatened me with requiring a what she referred to as a stool sample. Hey, call it what it is, Doc. I'm a simple person, right? Fucking use simple language. But I don't know how I'm going to shit into that. Anyway, she said it probably isn't bowel cancer. She said it's probably linked to my bad back. And I said, it doesn't feel muscular to me, though, Doc. It feels like there's a throb inside me organs. And she went, nerve endings and the spine work in mysterious ways. I said, you're not fucking
fobbed
wrong.
There. She's fobbed you off, right? But not only that, she's got you to shit into a tiny tube as a punishment for wasting her time with
for
yourself
wasting
diagnosis.
Her time. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, this fucking cunt, doesn't she realise we got sick children and elderly people out there?
Yeah.
He's fucking bowled in. Oi, oi, what's going on with the old kidneys, Doc?
I've got a bit of cancer. I hope you can sort me out.
Bad news, Doc. I've got cancer.
I'll
be
on Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
It's cancer.
It's a fucking done deal. All I need you to do is sign the forms so I can start getting the medicine. You don't need to examine me. I've already got it sorted. All I need you to do is sign here and here. Then I can go and get my old chemotherapy, can't I? Get some time off work and all.
I'm already bald, so there's no issues with that.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, I've been on the podcasting game, innit? I'm going to have to take a few weeks off of that, and I want my insurance to pay out.
So, yeah, she's going, right, good shit in this tube, pal. That'll teach you to say fucking diagnose.
I'll sign your fucking forms once you're shat in this tube, mate. Anyway, so I hope it's not cancer, but we'll have to wait and see. She seemed to be sceptical about my diagnosis, so hopefully she's right and I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say that she's probably in a position of authority in this scenario, whereas you are just a loon who's been on the Ask Jeeves. recurring
I was Googling whilst watching Match of the Day, waiting for West Ham Chelsea to come on. I was so disgusted because, you know, like when your team get a big result, you just assume that that will be the first game match of the day. Then, of course. I mean, what? Yeah. I mean, there's no fucking question they're going to put on Chelsea West Ham first. It was incredible, right? And that when they don't, you think, has someone lost their fucking mind? Like, because, and then I realise, oh no, maybe it's because I'm a West Ham fan and I only see things through the prism of West Ham supporting.
Yeah, the claret and blue prism.
While I was sitting there waiting for all the other fucking shit pointless football to end so I could get to the bit where we beat Chelsea, I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll have a nice little Google of bowel cancer symptoms. That'll pass the time.
Yeah.
Good way to pass the time now, isn't it?
Good way to put
symptoms.
You in the right frame of mind, isn't it, for a good football result?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I was that happy after the result that I thought, don't even care now. I thought, you know, if I'm dying, I'm dying.
Bring it on. I've seen us win 1-0 at Stamford Bridge for the first time in, what, 17 years?
My attitude was good. I was there last time when we beat them in 2002. What game that was. Zola scored this amazing free kick for them. And then fucking De Canio, like, literally looked at it and thought, oh, yeah. You think your Italian's good, do you? Have a fucking look at this, you cunts. And he got the ball and just juggled it. Like, he ran whilst juggling it and then just fucking volleyed it from about 30 yards out after doing a bit of ball juggling. It went in. And that was the winning bastard goal. What a way to win.
One.
But yeah. I was at that game. I wasn't there on Saturday, which I'm gutted about. I'm fucking gutted because I've been to that fixture so much. I was thinking of just rocking up there because it's, you know, it's not far for me. And I was thinking of rocking up and getting a tout ticket.
Right.
But then I thought, because I used to go to that every year. This is a great away day, but so often see us lose there and it's really depressing. And, but I thought, well, if I go up there and get a tout ticket, I'm going to have to go with at least 100 quid in my pocket. And I was thinking, that's just fucking mad because obviously I expected us to lose, even though I predicted us to win.
You did. You got three points.
Let's be honest. We've been so shit. I thought, right. And Chelsea are very good this season. I thought they're going to fucking thrash us and I'll be 100 quid down. So last minute, I blew it out. But never mind. We won, and that's the important thing.
That's the main thing. It's not all about you. And Sunderland didn't play it. And I just had this fantastic sense of feeling free and alive because there was no knot of anguish on Saturday, sort of pre-match kind of fear.
Really? You feel liberated when Sunderland aren't playing?
Yeah, it was great. It was great because me kid goes to a drama club thing on a Saturday lunchtime and he comes out at 2 o'clock and I pick him up and then we go to the match at 3 usually if it's a home game, but we always have a look at the team lineups when he comes out at 2 o'clock just as they're announced, and there was none of that, and there was no anguish, that lump of fucking anguish in me soul.
You know what, I'm not like you, because even when West Ham are doing terribly, which they have been, I'm like an idiot who just always thinks when the team lineup gets announced, I'm really excited and I think today's the day. I always have an element of that inside me, and then I don't know what the best way to be is, because then I'm always disappointed, whereas you're not disappointed as such, because you sort of think
maybe if you'd spent the last few years bouncing around the bottom of the Premier League and then suffering double relegations and then being stuck in League One,
You've had nothing, but you can't lose all hope, because there are plenty of examples of clubs who've done the same and then lived to fight another day.
Look at Man City.
That's the best example.
City, Leicester, Southampton, Wolves, they've all been down in that league and bounced back to the Premier League and done all right.
Years of nothing but pain. And now are back. I mean, in City's case, I mean, they couldn't have fucking dreamt in their wildest dreams. So, you know, if Sir John Dell had bought you, which for some reason he decided not to, but if he had, that can happen. That can happen.
He might do it at some point. He'd give us 10 million to play with.
I'm not buying you, but have
for
this.
Now. He says, that's 10 million, see what you do with that. And then we'll have another look at it later on.
I got a bit of an unexpected windfall, didn't I? Because we've flogged a load of old external hard drives, right, that we forgot we had.
Here you are. Here's a cheque for 10 million. I tell you what, I've earned that in the time it's took me to write the cheque out.
Sting. If Funny you should bring that up, that famous Sting line, because we have had an Ask Sting question. Do you want to...
Oh, have we?
Do you want to look at it now, or do you want to do it on our mailbag episode tomorrow? It's a good one.
Well, it is good. We'll save it for the mailbag, because we've got a couple of other things to look at. We've got some predictions to go through as well.
Okay.
So we'll hang back for that one. Let's have a look at the predictions, because it was a good weekend for you, Sam. Obviously, you got Chelsea 0, West Ham United 1.
Fucking beautiful.
Any other weekend, that would have got you 6 points, but unfortunately,
Sunderland weren't playing. You changed the fucking rules.
I did not change the rules. I applied the rules as they stood.
Yeah, yeah, Frank
Lampard.
So
you just got 3 for that, but never mind. Fuck off. Yeah, so you got 7 for the weekend, because you also correctly predicted another one. Southampton 2, Watford 1.
Whoa! Well done. What a weekend for Delaney.
Yeah, so you got 7. I got just 2 points, I think. Yep, I got 2. And results book got 2 as well. So you are now back on top of the table. 77 points to my 73. And results spots on 62. Shall we do a bonus round of predictions, Sam? Because there's a full Premier League programme
this
week.
We've got the midweekers. Just to be clear, because you said this, but I can't quite grasp it in my head because it's so unprecedented. You're telling me that all of these midweek games are available to watch live on Amazon Prime?
All of them. They're not played at separate times. Some of them clash, but they're all available to watch. You can choose
any of them.
But they're
who's going to present it then? This is a whole new thing. Amazon have never had football before.
I think they've just got the usual cunts in, like Tim Sherwood and that.
And but is there a presenter?
I just think probably Richard Keys. I don't know.
Did I tell you to read the Richard Keys interview on The Athletic?
You did, and I forgot to do it.
The Athletic did an interview with Richard Keys and Andy Gray. And I know The Athletic tends to be a bit of a mixed bag. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not all the stuff they do is great, but it's fucking worth the subscription just for this article alone. It's really long, but it is so funny. Like, Keys, I mean, Keys is fucking mental. Have a read of it.
Oh, we'll do. Hosts include Gabby Logan and Jim Rosenthal. Oh!
Whoa, Jim Rosenthal.
Fucking hell.
Now I'm fucking listening. Jim Rosenthal, who hasn't opened his eyes fully in 40 years.
Yeah. He squinted over decades and decades of football.
He was born
coverage.
Squinting. He came out of the womb. And the midwife was like, oh, you've had a lovely little squinter. He's a squinter. And I go, oh, will he stop squinting? Is that just like part of what they're like when they're born? You know, like the way they don't have hair or their eyes are always... This one, I think, has a clinical condition. Only one in every 3 million children born in the UK have it.
Yeah.
It's called permasquint.
Yeah. Can anything be done? Can his eyes be widened? No, it's a permanent squint. That's why it's called a permanent squint.
His muscles would just automatically squint. It would be a waste of money because you'd get the surgery done at great expense. And then almost immediately, once the bandages come off, he would just re-squint.
It just close down again. Yeah.
Yeah.
No point. Let's hope he doesn't end up getting some kind of high-profile job where he's visible to the nation on a regular basis.
I was going to say, I mean, like when I said to you, today's message is hope. Hope that I don't have bowel cancer.
Yeah.
Hope that your dog won't pull you over and smash your back in again. Hope that Sunderland made one day revive their fortunes. And another message of hope, like West Ham winning at Chelsea, is the fact that that Jim Rosenthal, born with a permasquint, went on to become one of the nation's top sports broadcasters with a long and illustrious career. And if he can achieve that, despite being cursed with a permasquint, then anyone can achieve anything.
Imagine if he's on his deathbed and he's surrounded by his family. He's about to breathe his last and he goes, hey, look at this. And he opens his eyes wide. And he goes,
surprise,
put it on the old time.
Surprise, cunts. I could have done this any time I like.
It was a fake squid. TTF head dickheads.
And it fucking worked for me as well because it turned out to be my USP as a broadcaster. Bye. Yeah.
took me right to the top. See you in hell, dickheads.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
I'm a big fan of his, and I like Gabby Logan too, so this is just exciting. I mean, I don't like Amazon, especially after watching The World's Unluckiest Van Driver by Ken Loach. That made me feel even more guilty about my Amazon Prime habit. But has it stopped me buying things whimsically on Amazon Prime and then getting annoyed if they're not delivered on time? No, it hasn't. No. I still am doing it big style.
Maybe
I've been slightly more courteous to the drivers, but only slightly, imperceptibly, because some of them are fucking grumpy. So I'm not that keen on Amazon because I don't think they're very good ethically as employers.
But and I think, seeing as you've got Prime anyway and the football's on for 3 nights, you might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck. I mean, not enough. I can posture about it, but that's like a lot of people, isn't it? It's like all of the middle class liberals, myself included, we all fucking posture and say, actually, I'm really worried about that. But we don't fucking put our money where our fucking mouth is, do we?
No, we don't. But hey, look at this, the fixture lineup. This is how it works out. Right, Tuesday, the first of the 3 nights. It's Crystal Palace versus Bournemouth, kicks off 7:30, right? And then the other one is Burnley Man City, which kicks off at 8:15. So you get to watch the first one, and then you get to watch the second half of the other one.
Yes.
Clever.
Fucking hell.
Clever. Yeah. And then again, Wednesday, you've got five fixtures that start at 7:30. Take your pick from them. And then you get to watch the second half, if you want, of Liverpool versus Everton. Clever.
If I had five friends, all with Amazon Prime, I don't really have five friends anymore. Too old.
Why bother?
But I've got my cat, and my cat doesn't have his own Amazon Prime account. Silly, but the tight cunt, he uses mine. But you could have everyone come round with their laptops, and you could multi-screen. Everyone log in on a separate account.
Yeah,
you could watch them all the games at once. But who gives a fuck? So I only want to watch West Ham Wolves.
Wednesday, you got Wolves West Ham, and then Thursday, Sheffield United Newcastle at 7:30, and then after that, you can watch the second half of Arsenal versus Brighton. So lots and lots of football, and there's going to be a goal show each night as well, which has all the goals as they come in. It's like a mini
great
match of the day sort of thing.
Amazon.
The pundits, right? Get this. It's all the usual suspects. Thierry Henry, Alan Shearer, Peter Crouch, Roberto Martinez, Lee Dixon, Harry Redknapp, Jermaine Janus, Alex Scott, Token Woman by the looks of it, Peter Schmeichel and Michael Owen. So
they basically
don't like
cherry
how
picked
these,
them.
These pundits, they're all freelancers, aren't they? I think
they're
they
whores.
Should be tied to a particular broadcaster and not allowed to stray across the coverage.
Wow.
Like they do.
The best reason, if you're Shearer, the best reason to say yes to Amazon, however much they're paying, is that it should force the BBC's hand in making them have a golden handcuffs contract.
I guess so.
If the BBC and Sky and whatnot aren't doing that, although it sounds like Sky, there's no Sky pundits on there. So it's also,
well,
I think Sky probably do have exclusivity on their pundits, but a lot of them are BT Sport or ITV BBC.
Henry used to be Sky, didn't he? Henry's contract lapsed and then they didn't renew it.
Yeah, they didn't want to keep him on. He's so expensive. He's a shit pundit. He was on the shittest pundits you can get.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't give a fuck.
And there's also that goals show I was talking about, and that's going to have Dion Dublin, Robbie Savage, Tim Sherwood, Joe Cole and Dermot Gallagher. I like Joe Cole. Joe Cole's good.
Joe Cole's great.
Joe Cole's a good pundit.
You know what? Joe Cole loves football. Joe Cole loves football, right? And he exudes that while
comes
he's
across,
talking.
Doesn't it?
And I think that's great, right? But I think that some people don't. You know what I was thinking? You know, like, there's famously some players who don't like football, right? They're just not interested.
Yeah. Like one of them, players.
Yeah, so do I. Like, there's a few of them. Like, the most famous one was probably that Tottenham left back, Benoit.
Asua Kotto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he famously like never knew who they were playing.
Yeah, he was in the galleries and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah. He had no interest in football. And there's quite a few others, isn't there? Players who are just good at football don't have any interest in football. And they're quite open about it. And now it's like something that people just joke about. But what I want, as you say, I like them players. What I want is to have the first manager who openly doesn't like football. It would be so funny if it was a manager, wouldn't it?
I think we've already got one. I think Jose Mourinho doesn't like football. I'm certain of it.
Yeah, that would make sense. But it'd be so good if he just admitted it. The thing about football is I'm not really that bothered.
Yeah, I mean, he never played it, did he? He was never a professional player. And,
don't think so.
You know, he's always at his brightest and cheeriest when he's between jobs. He's quite bright and cheery at the minute because he's just started again at Spurs. But by, you know, early January, he'll be in a fucking mood again permanently.
Yeah.
So, and that's Jose Mourinho doesn't like football. Certain of it. But there we are. So let's do these midweek predictions. I've picked out the random generator blob. Has picked out five.
Can I just say one thing, right, before
you
go? Because I've just had a message on my West Ham group about something that'll annoy. Two football things, actually, I was going to say. On my West Ham group, my mate Darren has just sent a message saying, a ticket for the Monday night Arsenal game at the top of one of the side tiers at the London Stadium, right?
Right.
Is £75.
Fucking hell.
£75. This is a game that is going to be on TV, right?
Yeah.
And what they do, and they haven't sold out yet. They will. They usually sell out every game. But that means if they're still on sale, they haven't quite sold out yet. Mm. And they're sending it for £75. And I happen to know that on Category A games, they don't offer concessions to kids, right?
Oh, you've said that before, yeah.
So they get. So what they're saying is, if it's a really popular game, then everyone's got to pay full price. Why? Well, because we realise that we can squeeze more out of people then.
Of course.
How is that in the spirit of having a football club, right?
But it's not, is it?
£75, and they moved us to that stadium promising affordable football. That's gone out the fucking window. Anyway, so that's annoying. The other thing is, in better news, you were right all along about Newcastle, because Newcastle are a decent team. Right, they're decent. They're not good, but they're decent. Yeah. They're going to stay, and they've got better points total at this stage of the season than they had last year under Rafa, just as you predicted. So, you know, credit where credit's due. You were right,
and some of them are still tying themselves in knots about how Steve Bruce is considerably worse than Rafa Benitez.
He's demonstrably better.
He's been given money to spend, apparently, which Rafa never got. And blah blah. But Rafa brought in that what's he called, that fucking daft kid that smiles all the time, that's no good.
Oh yeah, that idiot. Yeah,
laughing boy. I forgot his name.
Yeah,
now.
Fucking he's laughing still, boy.
Did he get his first assist at the weekend or something? He still hasn't had an assist or a goal since January.
A few people like tweeted me about that because I on the day after he signed, I said, didn't I? I said, mark my words, this player is shit. He would be a disastrous signing. He cost loads of money, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying they didn't have money to spend. That he blew a fuck. He broke the club record on this bloke. They can't get a fucking shirt to fit him because even extra small kids looks too big on the cunt. And all he does is fucking trot around the pitch grinning his head off. He's a joke.
But then they've spent, what was it, 40 million or something on that Joe Linton, and he hasn't scored. He scored once, I think. So, you know, Bruce is managing with his hands tied behind his back because he's lumbered with these shit players. I think Joe Linton was going to come in anyway before Bruce took the job. Bruce just went, whatever. He'll do,
I'm not really bothered about signings, to be honest. That's more of a modern manager sort of caper. I can't even send an email, me.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, he's doing all right, Steve Bruce. Good luck to him, whatever.
He is, yeah. Right, so we're going to predict now.
Yeah. Where are they? Here they are. First up, it's the Merseyside Derby, Liverpool versus Everton.
Oh, at Anfield.
At Anfield.
I'm going to say 2-1. I'm going to say
2-1.
2-1. Nearly went for a draw there, you know.
Did you? I think it's going to be 3-0 Liverpool. I think it'll be an Everton collapse.
Mm. And then Silva will get sacked.
Matey boy, the fraud. Well, the rumour is that they're not going to sack him yet because they've got five really hard fixtures coming up. So he'll either lose them all and then get sacked, or he'd do all right. They just don't want a new manager to come in into those five really tough fixtures.
That kind of makes sense. There's no point bringing a new bloke in and letting him get off to a terrible start.
No, exactly. So they're just letting him dig his own grave, basically, and then get in it.
Yeah.
Right, next one is Burnley versus Manchester City. I'll go for this one. I could see, you know what, midweek Burnley under the lights.
Yeah.
I can see a Burnley
morale
win
low
here
in the Man City camp.
Yeah, I can see a 2-1 to Burnley here.
Oh, quite a prediction. I'm still going to say 1-3 to City.
1-3 to City. Okay. Results spot, of course, for all of these says 1-0. We haven't caught up with the results spot recently. We'll have to do that later on. And
he's keeping a low profile this
find
year.
Find out what he's been up to, yeah. Chelsea versus Aston Villa.
Chelsea were poor against West Ham, but I think they'll bounce back. I think they'll win this 2-0.
2-0 to Chelsea. I'm gonna just replicate that as well. Yeah, 2-0 to Chelsea, I think. Leicester versus Watford. Will Brendan Rodgers still be in charge by then? Because he seems to be a little bit... Oh, well, the Arsenal job. He got interviewed after the match yesterday. And while he didn't rule it out... He didn't rule out either. He was talking about things like they were saying, is there a clause in your contract? And he kind of said, well, every manager's got a fucking clause. Anyone can do what they want to do. We're all free human beings, you know. We're all free spirits at the end of the day. Leicester's lovely, but fucking hell, Arsenal.
Have you ever read John Stuart Mill? Everyone's fucking free, right? We're free entities. We're vessels passing through a universe, right?
You fucking deal
we're
with
like
it.
Fucking grains of sand.
Hey. If you're listening to Chips Keswick, I'm your man. So, you know,
what?
I wouldn't be surprised
what a cunt he would be if he fucking left for Arsenal now.
Well, he jumped ship from Celtic to get the Leicester job, didn't he?
That's what makes
twice.
It so bad. It's like stepping stones. You wouldn't feel secure that if Arsenal have a great fucking like end of season, end up qualifying for the Champions League and he wins a cup with them, and then fucking, you know... What happens next? United want him, or like Barcelona want him? It's like he's gone.
Who knows?
He can't stop it. Good luck to him, I suppose. I'd do
yeah,
the same.
Exactly.
Would you? I would.
Yeah, of course. Any man that's got a portrait of himself hanging in his own house, he's not going to think twice about leaving for a better job, is he?
Is that true? Is that what he
has? Yeah, that was in that Liverpool documentary a few years ago, that being Liverpool documentary. He's got a big, big old portrait of himself over his fireplace.
Nice.
Morning, Brendan.
Looking good, kidder.
So, Leicester, Watford. I'll go for... I mean, Watford are in a mess, aren't they? This could be 3-0 to Leicester, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to say 4-0 Leicester.
Whoa, look at that. And finally, Manchester United versus Spurs. Mourinho returns to Old Trafford. Old Trafford, which is currently... under the helm of the worst manager they've had since fuck knows when, basically. He's been the worst one since Ferguson, and yet they're persisting with
him.
He's
got a worse record than Moyes.
He's got a worse record than Unai Emery.
Fucking hell.
He got sacked the other day, so...
That is poor, isn't it?
Do you want to predict that one?
I'm going to say Tottenham are going to win this 1-0.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it 2-1. Yep.
There's no way Mourinho is not going to win this game. It's just not possible.
And the grin on his face at the end is going to be...
If we don't win this game, I will have each of you killed. I know people. I know Portuguese man. He'll kill you all in the night.
Yeah. So that's that. That's the predictions there. They are all now locked in.
I'm feeling so excited about the week of football.
It's going to be good, isn't it? Because dark nights and all that, you want to stay indoors and just, you know, get cozied up and
just
watch
get
your footy.
In your rig. Rig up, as Len says. He goes, let's get rigged up.
I've said this for ages. There should be more midweek Premier League fixtures, because a midweek match of the day is great. They should put the Champions League on a Saturday afternoon and move all the Premier League to midweek, because it's better.
Fucking course.
Yeah.
something to do after work as well, isn't it?
This is why I should be in charge of football, but there you go.
Well, they are. The Premier League do need a new chief exec because they've had their third resignation in a row.
This one two people have quit before they've even
that's two people who've done that. I don't know what. I don't know why. What could they possibly find out that makes them quit before they start?
Well, I don't know.
Must be fucking dark. They go You know, like when you're Prime Minister, one of the first things you do is the special branch and security services get you in and they brief you on like the really mad shit that only you can know. They probably do it at the Premier League. They go, right, they're just signed there. Right, congratulations. You are now chief exec to the Premier League. Now, a couple of things you ought to know now that you're one of us is that we've got a whole fucking cellar full of kids, right, down there who we've... And we make them fucking work. They do the fixtures list for us, right?
Yeah.
They do the VAR, everything. We have them chained up, right? We don't fucking feed them. Sometimes they just die. But that don't matter. We incinerate the bodies and get more ones in, right? We just we kidnap orphans from all over the world. And they're the cunts what we're having checking the VAR.
You know, I mean, we just did it once just to see what it would be like. And we got one. But then you kind of get addicted to it. And now we've got like 60 of them. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to get out of it.
And it just keeps growing and growing. It's almost like an entity. It's got a mind of its own. Sometimes they eat each other. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
but when you watch it, it's like so compelling you can't look away.
So anyway, see you Monday 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Anyway, those kids are yours now, and you're in charge of them, and you're responsible and all. Read the fucking small print. I want no part of this. Yeah, well, you're part of it. You're in. You're fucking in.
Your balls deep.
Your balls deep in this. Right, I didn't listen.
None of us
can fucking look at this and say this is what we wanted to happen, but it's happened, and there's no getting out. And you're complicit. You've got as much fucking shit on your hands as any of us.
Like I just say, it starts with one, and then it just escalates. Who knows why? One of them things.
You look back. If you had your time again, would you do things differently? Yes, probably we would. Probably we wouldn't have got into kidnapping children and enslaving them. But here we are. My attitude in life is you got to deal with what's in front of you. There's no point having regrets.
Always look forward.
Now you got these fucking kids, right? What are you going to do with them? You can't set them free. Because if you set them free, then they'll start blabbing, won't they? Have them fucking let loose. They'll be on fucking Piers Morgan before you know it in the morning, grassing us all up.
And that's the whole thing fucked. End of the Premier League. They'll fucking kick us out of football. We don't want that.
You don't want that? Think how much joy. All right, these kids, they're not happy. I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat it. They're not. If you go down there, they're fucking wailing. They're that upset. They're crying. They miss their mums. All this stuff, right? It's awful. But. End of the day, there's about, 60, 70, 80 kids top down there in the basement, right? Last time I did a count, right? That's 80 sad kids. But round the world, there are millions of Premier League fans who derive immense joy from this wonderful product that we call the Premier League. Take that away and you are breaking the hearts of millions, right? Just for the sake of them fucking kids down there. No,
They're a drop in the ocean, if you think about it. You know, and at the end of the day, the life they're living now, it's not that much worse than where they come from. So, you know, shit happens, mate.
Where do they come from? Oh, all over. We get them everywhere.
Eastern Europe, mostly.
But, you know, there's English ones there. I mean, to be honest, some of them are from quite nice homes, so... It doesn't apply. What I just said doesn't apply to all of them. Some of them are from the home counties. They've got gardens with big fucking tree houses in and everything.
Some of them we've taught them to read. Some of them couldn't read. Now they can and they do the fixture list.
Yeah,
so.
But then in the end we dropped that. As Brian Barwick pointed out, don't have them reading because then that leads to its own set of problems. So we stopped that programme in its tracks. They were very expensive.
No, they just pick numbered balls out of a bag. We do the fixtures that way.
There's only a few of us who know about this, right? Me, you, few of the ones who used to be, you know, Barwick, David Davis, all them, right? Mark Palios, right? I might be getting muddled up with the FA here, but don't worry about that, right?
They know as well.
Don't tell anyone, especially not Sir Trevor Brooking, right? Because this is exactly the sort of thing that he'll cause a big fucking fuss about. He's a right goody fucking two shoes, Brockin.
He'll be on the phone to Frank Lampard. And then it's fucking wide open after
that. And then
that.
All fucking bets are off.
Fucking next, thing you know,
next thing you know, the Nevilles are involved. And then we are, I tell you, I not no word of a lie, we are shit fucked. Because that those cunts, those busy bastards are like a dog with a bone.
Yeah. Oh, you'll never guess what's going on in the Premier League. Fuck that. So there we are. We've gone from a slip on the ice resulting in a slightly hurt back to modern slavery at the Premier League, all in over 40 minutes of our
health special.
So,
and if you do have any health just concerns, queries, questions that you want to run by us, you know we're always here. It's topflighttimemachine@gmail.com. Send them in and we'll do our best to help you.
Anonymously, if you want to, tweet them to us as well if you want to, and we'll either Google your symptoms for you or we'll just do it off the top of our heads.
We'll do it off the top of our heads using our own personal experience.
Yeah.
Blood in anything that where there isn't usually blood is always worth talking to us about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's our expertise area, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
If your ears are bleeding, get in touch.
We'll be back with another mailbag delve tomorrow, so tune into that or whatever it is you do. Thanks for listening. TTFN.
Just rest.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.